Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I was drug sick and I was pneumonia sick, and I had to stay in the infirmary for a number of weeks, which extended my stay there. And then I was in the Silkworth unit at Hazelden. And one of the challenges, you know, if you ever think of people who see a photograph, when you see a photograph and you're in the picture, the first thing we tend to do is we look for ourselves. You know, when someone says, look at the picture, you don't kind of say, oh, look at everybody else, but you kind of just see what you're doing, and then you kind of look around you. And because I left Austin, Texas, using actively, I didn't interact with people in recovery. So when I got into this recovery situation, and all of a sudden I looked at the picture, and there I was, and no one in the picture looked like me, I struggled intensely with being able to see how could I possibly be sober when I didn't see any other people of color. I didn't see myself feeling like there was a space or a place for me in this environment of recovery. And didn't know anybody had ever been sober, so I didn't know what that meant. And so that was really a struggle for me for the first several weeks. And gradually I began to realize and began to see that the fellowship of AA and the fellowship of recovery is one that embraces people with a form of acceptance and understanding, because I use the word tolerance. And it's so funny. My grandmother used to say, boy, you tolerate bad cooking. You tolerate body odor. You don't tolerate people. You accept them. You know, so, and the triangle speaks of acceptance, you know, and so the acceptance idea was one that gradually enveloped me, and I began to realize that I could get to a place of better understanding about recovery. So the journey at Hazelden was rocky at first, but somehow or another I managed to keep a hold to it, and it was really something that opened up in me, and I was ready for it. And that's the thing I think is different for so many. I really wanted to no longer live the way I was living. Mm. You know, and seeing the pain and hurt that I was causing the people that I loved, what I was doing to myself.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's the first miracle of recovery. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
It comes from God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.